From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, information, today some climate change talk. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It's Monday, March 31st. And, you know, what would a $300 million ad campaign get you? It would get you William H. Macy.
We didn't wait for someone else to storm the beaches at Normandy. We didn't wait for someone else to guarantee civil rights or put a man on the moon. And we can't wait for someone else to solve the global climate crisis. We need to act, and we need to act now. Join us. Together we can solve the climate crisis. Take 1 minute. Go to wecansolveit.org. Make your voice heard.
That is the voice of actor William H. Macy, and that ad is part of this new three-year, $300 million campaign, as Allison mentioned, that Al Gore is launching this week. This man has seemed to have found his calling. It's called the Alliance for Climate Protection. He's got all kinds of big names involved, including my favorite pairing, Pat Robertson and Al Sharpton, just filmed an ad for the campaign, and apparently it has them sitting on a couch on the beach.
Oh, really?
And talking about climate change, I guess. Well, stay tuned for that one.
That's a visual. That is a visual. Over the weekend, I'm sure you've heard this, photographer Dith Pran, who made his name documenting Cambodia's killing fields, he actually came up with a term, killing fields, he died over the weekend. We're going to talk to journalist Cindy Shanberg, who worked with Pran in Cambodia. They were very, very good friends. Shanberg won a Pulitzer Prize for his work there, and when he accepted it, he shared the award on Pran's behalf. They're very good friends. He has good stories to tell, interesting stories to tell, and a lot about history to tell, and we're very fortunate Mr. Shanberg's going to join us.
Looking forward to that. Also, basketball, NCAA. How's your bracket looking, Allison?
I don't have a bracket. I got a husband who's got a bracket.
I don't either, but it sounded like I should ask that. We're going to talk to your BPP sports guy.
He's yours, too.
He is mine,
I share
too.
Him on Mondays.
You have more ownership over him than I do. Bill Wolf, his bracket, apparently not so bad. He got two of the final four. We'll find out whether he's beating out the four-year-old that you have him competing against. Interesting.
Plus, we'll do the most. We'll hear about the difference between Starbucks Democrats and Dunkin' Donuts Republicans, I believe. Or Dunkin' Donuts Democrats.
We'll find out.
Also, we'll get today's headlines in just a minute. But first,
it hurts. It hurts. After you go through 4 years, almost 4 years of hope, and then this is what happens. It's like a letdown to me.
The mother of a soldier missing for nearly 4 years in Iraq, reacting to word that her son's remains have been found. That was Carolyn Maupin, whose son, Sergeant Keith Matt Maupin, disappeared after his convoy was ambushed back in 2004. According to CNN, his remains were found last week and identified through DNA testing.
A formal announcement from the military is expected today. Here's Sergeant Maupin's father, Keith, on how he got word of his son's fate.
After years of prayer and hope, we learned today that Matt died in captivity. Army officials from Washington visited us to personally bring the news.
Last night, residents of Sergeant Maupin's hometown, Batavia, Ohio, held a candlelight vigil entitled Lighting the Way Home, one of many such events they've held for Matt Maupin. Carolyn Maupin spoke there to WCPO television.
You know, at first, lighting the way home was for me, lighting the way home for Matt, so I could hug him again. But I guess in another way, it has lit his way home, hasn't it?
Matt Maupin was a 20-year-old private first class when he was captured April 9th, 2004, after his fuel convoy was ambushed west of Baghdad. Al Jazeera aired a videotape a week later showing Maupin sitting on the floor, surrounded by five masked men holding automatic rifles.
Keith Matthew Maupin.
Ismi Keith Matthew Maupin, ana askari fil jaysh al-amriki.
Maupin was the first American soldier declared missing in action during the Iraq War. 2 months after his capture, Al Jazeera aired another tape purporting to show a U.S. soldier being shot. But the dark and grainy tape showed only the back of the victim's head and not the actual shooting.
Maupin's parents lobbied to keep their son listed as missing captured and met with President Bush several times over the last 4 years. After Maupin's capture, he was promoted to specialist, then to sergeant.
Three U.S. soldiers remain listed as missing captured. Specialist Ahmed Altai of Ann Arbor, Michigan, Private Byron Frauti of Waterford, Michigan, and Specialist Alex Jimenez of Lawrence, Massachusetts.
You can follow the story throughout the day at npr.org. Now let's get some more of today's headlines.